it on?
Go. Yep.
I like to call this meeting the Board of Education, January 10th, 2011, annual organizational meeting to order. Could I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Freaker.
Here.
Mrs. Greer.
Here.
Mr. Lassiter.
Here.
Mr. Mabee.
Here.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Here.
Can we stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Play ball.
No, that's the other one.
Okay, first item of business here is the election of president. And as our board policy states, is the at the annual organizational meeting, we elect a president here. So floor is open for nominations for president.
I nominate Jeff Mabee.
But don't second.
Anyone else? Okay, I need a motion to close the nominations.
So moved.
Second.
Moved in second. Since Jeff is the only one, I like to take a vote to yes and no vote here for Jeff Mabee as being our president.
We need a vote for the closing of the motion.
Oh, did I not vote or do the closing?
We need.
I mean, for the, okay,
we move
for the motion.
Closing.
Yes.
Okay, I need a roll call down. Sorry, I thought we did that.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Freaker.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Okay. So now, nomination has been closed, been motioned, and now we need to a yes, no vote, I guess, or.
You need a motion to.
A motion to elect. To elect Jeff Mabee as our president for the upcoming year.
I know.
One seat.
You need the motion?
Yes.
So moved.
Second.
Mrs. Greer.
Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Freaker.
Yes.
This is getting painful.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be the board president for another year.
Next year we'll do the same thing. Mess it all up. You know?
That's all right. So I guess I get to take it over again now. I'm going to open up nominations for the office of vice president. Nominations are open. And I would like to nominate, I'm going to open those nominations up. I'd like to nominate Tracy Greer for the office of vice president. Are there any other nominations for that seat? If not, I need a motion to close nominations then, please.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mr. Freaker.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes. Okay, motion carries. So then, given that we only have one nomination for that office, I need a motion to then basically just to elect Tracy to the seat of vice president.
So moved.
Second. Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Freaker.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Congratulations to our new vice president.
We should move down there now.
If you really want, you can move down here if you want.
I'm tired of looking off my nose.
Okay, next up is the adoption of the agenda. There's one additional item I'm going to add to the agenda, and that's a discussion for the Finance Committee. And I'm going to put that in, I'm going to squeeze that as 14 and a half. Or make it 15 and bump everything down however you want to do it. So slide it in between there. There's no other additions or deletions. I need a motion to adopt the agenda, please.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Baker.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Public participation. Either one of you two gentlemen care to speak? I think you're both looking down, so I'm going to say that.
Reading.
We're gonna move on.
Sure, you don't want them to have fill out something?
Yeah, exactly. If you feel the need, there are forms up here to fill out if you'd like. All right, moving on then. I need a, since I know all of you read the regular minutes from our last regular board meeting, I need a motion to accept those if there are no changes, additions, or deletions.
So moved.
Second. Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
And Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Next up is meeting date, time, and place. Our board policy requires that obviously we designate a time and place for our regular meetings. It has been the fourth Monday of every month. And so I think moving ahead, we're going to do that again unless someone has an objection. Except for the two dates, November 21st, which would be the Monday before Thanksgiving, and December 19th, which would be the Monday before Christmas. Unless all of you feel like meeting on December 26th.
No, but would you want to move all of them to the third Monday as opposed to just those two?
No.
Okay.
Unless everybody, I think that's pretty much the modus operandi.
So the two exceptions would be the November, December?
Correct.
So we go to the third Monday?
Yes, that's correct.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay, if everybody's okay with that, then I need a motion to accept that then, please.
So moved.
Second. Moving second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Next up is established compensation for board members. Just need a recommendation to approve compensation, $125 per meeting for a maximum of 12 meetings per year.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
You threw something out in some kind of note about 22 versus 12. What was that?
What does High Point have on their compensations for meeting times, not money, but meeting times per year?
You know, I don't know. I just know that I'm pretty sure I've heard. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that it's per meeting, though. But I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's per meeting, but I think High Point does up to 22
it
meetings.
It might be. I really don't know.
That was the only thing I was questioning. We've always been on that 12 meetings per year, and that was the lock-in. And if we have special meetings coming up, and these meetings last 2 and 3 hours...
You don't get paid for them.
You don't get paid for them.
Right.
And I was just thinking, changing the old rule.
I think the way the law reads is, though, even if you change that, you would...
I wasn't sure if that was for your compensation or for what was your number of meetings.
Number of meetings.
I don't know.
Because it would roll to the next term, right?
Right.
It doesn't happen until your next term. But I thought that was a dollar amount. But I couldn't find that anywhere.
Yeah. Well, that's always been my understanding.
That's the dollar amount from the,
You can't change the number either of meetings for yourself. It has to be for the next time they're elected.
So if we changed it now, it would affect
the next group.
Next year, whoever's on those terms.
Yeah. That's my understanding.
Yes, that's my understanding. Mm-hmm. I could find that out. But.
I'm 99.9% sure that's exactly how it works.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
So if we did change it now, it wouldn't take effect until January.
Yeah, because it used to be...
Only for those that are
and
not.
Yeah, and only the two who would be elected.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Correct.
Well, they'd want to call special meetings all the time then, wouldn't they?
That would be
a concern, too, is people think, you know, that's why you're calling special meetings. And
I think somebody would think that.
I don't know. I mean, maybe if it was the policy all along, but if to go ahead and make that change and then to turn around, I don't know.
I know there are some districts who have two meetings per month, but they don't last as long. I know Worthington.
Oh, and Tangy does too, doesn't
it? Yeah, and they're shorter, but they meet twice a month.
See, I'd rather do it all at once, personally. I've seen you people more than once a month, always.
Seems like I see you more than
that. I know.
I mean, yeah. Is it flying by? Is that what it is? Or we have
that's
an awful lot of special meetings?
No, I don't know. I promise you there's probably going to be at least a couple this year. Yeah. But you're not going to get paid any extra for them.
No matter what.
Yeah, no matter what. I mean, if you want to change, I mean, I'll put it up for a vote. I personally just don't think it's time to do that. And I shared that with you.
I know, you shared that with me. It's like, wow, we're going to take out $100,000 out of the district's budget.
No, I think it's.
If you really look at that, it's less than.
It's the principle of it. It's the principle of voting. You're voting conditional money to go to the board. It's just this particular time. It's just not.
I'll up a bit. When I was on outside the board and the board decided to not take pay, that was a few years back.
Yeah.
The levy, I thought, I don't know, I think that meant something, even though it was only $125 from, so to speak.
Yeah.
It meant something. So I think it could send an opposite message in a time where we're going to have these fiscal challenges to go ahead. And
I'm fine either way. I just don't know what year we've never had a fiscal challenge.
This will most likely be more challenging than past memory.
That's all right.
Do you want to, I mean, we put that up for vote if you
want
to?
No, that's fine. I just...
Okay. Interesting. Okay. So is everybody okay with 12 then? One way or the other? Mm-hmm. Okay. Then I need a motion to accept that then, please.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Next up is Board Service Fund. The board policy requires us, we establish a fund for board member expenses in performing their duties as representatives of the school district. That fund is established in the amount of $7,500. I think we went over that last year. If we don't use it, it just
reverts back.
So, any questions about that?
How much did we use?
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
Some. I don't think we used $7,500. I think I went to two things last year.
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I really couldn't.
Less than that.
Yeah. I think way less than $7,500. Sorry. Everybody okay with that?
Yes.
No, I move we accept the board service fund. Move in second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. we need to designate the newspaper for our meeting notification. Previously, the board has designated the Journal Tribune as this newspaper. If there's no changes to that, everybody's okay with that? I just need a motion.
I think we have to keep it there. And if we take it out, they wouldn't have a paper to hand out.
They're not even here.
Well, this is such an exciting meeting, though, isn't it?
Jim's here.
Yeah. You know. But Jim doesn't show up to the exciting one. Yeah.
We notify.
Actually, we do. We notify this week.
We have to notify.
But there are paper that we have to publish in, and it's public now.
So moved.
Second. Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
I should have done the dispatch.
That would work.
Yeah.
Cincinnati Inquirer.
There we go. Okay, next up is to appoint board members to committees. I know you all have this fine list that I worked hours to formulate and put together.
Did you email that?
I did it to everyone.
You did when?
Can I look at that printed copy?
Multiple times. Multiple times. Multiple times. I had a suggestion that for some of those committees that we made, that if someone wanted to double up on some of those, I think it was the...
Oh, I do remember this.
Since I'm reading from... You.
Yeah, since you're reading over...
Well, okay, well, there was a couple of them. Sorry. Well, the only reason I know them is because my name's by them, so... The facilities planning, the tax abatement committee,
oh, you have it.
And the district review... for the ones that if somebody else wanted to do. Otherwise, the other item was the negotiations committee. There was a suggestion to put two people onto that committee, and I'm going to, instead of throwing my opinion out as I normally do first time, I'm going to just go around the table and see where everybody's at on that, and I'll start right to left. So I'm going to hand it off to you, Mr. Freudenberg.
And the first thing I would ask is, who is in the room right now during the negotiations? Is this done with the...
It's that those members on our negotiating committee are our district negotiating team. They are in the room during negotiations.
I understand, but who from the board is there?
Just one member. It's been me.
There's somebody else involved. In an email you sent, it's like Ohio School Board Association or somebody like that, or...
Well, it's a federal media.
The federal media.
I knew somebody.
Yeah, we have federal media.
Who's in there now? You got a federal mediator.
The federal mediator. We have the district. We got Larry, Cindy, and the rest of the district.
And about three other administrators.
Yeah, and then the MEA folks, and then they'll have someone from OEA there as well.
Okay.
Typically, I mean, in a district, you would have a school attorney in that negotiations also. We haven't done that for 10 plus years, even though OEA is represented with the teachers union. We have just not found it necessary. Now, they review all the items once we're done, but legal rules. But we really have taken them out of the room just so it's not contentious. Price contentious, and they haven't been. George Albu typically is our federal mediator. He's amazing.
You don't get off track with George.
I know.
You hear a lot of this. People.
He's good.
So.
He's very demanding, but he's good.
And is the board president then?
I've been on it since I've been on the board before I was board president.
Since you were a little kid.
Yeah. Yeah, cut my teeth on that now.
Okay, so we don't have it on there, right? There it is. Oh, you're on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on there. All right. But the conversation was, do we want to add another person to that?
No, I'm good with it. Now that I know who all's in the room.
You want to continue to have one person on that committee?
Yes, from the board. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, let's...
And is that...
That's me.
No, I
understand that. I mean, there's been no discussion. I mean, we're not taking a vote as we...
I'm not taking a vote.
I'm just throwing it out there. I was just trying to be an orderly way to do it. If you want to go next, you're more than welcome.
Sure. I mean, just because it's the status quo is easy to say yes to. I just think that, it's... There's been people in the community, me being one of them, that have been critical of what goes on in negotiations. So, I was elected to this school board partly probably because of my fiscal conservative positions I've taken in the past. And I think that that section of the community deserves a seat at the table or a voice at the table, or at least in that committee. And so I think that to not do that, I don't understand the reasons not to do that. Besides what? Well, I don't know. Is there a reason not to allow a second person on that committee?
I don't think there's a reason to put a person on that committee. I think we're represented well by Jeff and the board.
So you would think that the entire community it feels comfortable that Jeff's the only guy at the table, that there's not a big segment of the community that would like to see me sitting at that table?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think cutting it right to the chase, if I may.
Please.
For one is I know what the discussion is, you're asking to be as a second person on that as a negotiating committee. And what is your purpose, as you just stated? Is that...
Well, my purpose would be to, first off, be involved in that process. So, I mean, the process, from what I understand, isn't very transparent, right? It's, particularly to the board in the past, it hasn't been very transparent. So, I mean, you've had a lot of questions about how it works. So, obviously, it hasn't been transparent to 3 years you've been on this board. So my point is somebody like me who's been critical of the process, if nothing else, it would certainly help me understand what's going on in those discussions. And on top of that, just the fact that my views are a little bit more fiscally conservative than I would imagine that other people on that committee are.
So then that raises, to me, another concern is, because of your stand, and in the past, some of these meetings we've had, this last one, what would that negotiation, you think, would look like with the teachers, even though you may not be against anything that they're putting on the table, but what would the perception is by you just being there? You see what I'm saying?
What I do know is that our job is to represent the community. Their job is to represent the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So who sits on that committee should be the people that best represent the community's interests. And if the unions have an issue with me being there, that's based on just the fact that I'm in the room, which I think is what you were saying, Jeff, just that you were concerned by that, then that's another issue for them. That's not our issue. Our issue should be putting the people on that committee that best represent the community. And if you don't think that the community would... the community feels comfortable with just having Jeff there, and they would rather not have me there. That's, you know, and say that.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just asking questions. so then that leaves then with the negotiation. So we've always, you know, in the past we've gone through them pretty smoothly, and I'm not saying it wouldn't. Even if we had two members, I'm not opposed to having two on there. Don't take me wrong on that. I'm just trying to think of the who is on there as the second person from the past, from some of the history, from board meetings. You know, all those teachers showing up because of this movie issue. You know, I know you didn't ask for that.
No, I didn't.
But it happened. You know, why did they all show up? And then why did they all show up the time before that? And it's like, wow, now if you're sitting on the negotiation committee, what's going to happen? Do we not move forward with the negotiations? And the other part of that is, do you not feel that we were had good representation before?
No, I mean, I've been very vocal about that in the past. And maybe it's because I haven't been in the room.
Yeah.
And so, keeping me out of the room is not going to solve
that. I've never served on it, so I wouldn't know.
Jeff, you and I went to a seminar when talking about negotiations, and they talk about smoothly means, and a lot of people in the community say that if your negotiations are going smoothly, you're losing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if there's truth to that, but I'm just saying that there's a lot of people that take that position.
And I'm only going to throw my own two cents. I'm going to let everybody else go and do their own thing. But I will say this, and I said this to you the other day. We're at 2008 spending levels, and we're there now because of negotiations we made with the MEA. Okay, so if the perception is somehow we're getting taken for a ride, you're more than those numbers are right there in front of you. We wouldn't be there had we signed a contract like every other district around us.
Well, that's the other thing is I don't see that we can spend hours debating
this. I know,
we differ on those. The positions on that things, and I've been in the numbers, and we can sit here and talk about the numbers.
I understand that, but the only other point I'm going to take is I believe I represented this board on that negotiations, and I believe our transparency has been fine. Whether John remembers those conversations or not,
I remember that in voting on that, but I don't remember who all sits in the room.
But every one of those contracts I brought back to this table has been 5-0. Now, whether you don't believe that this board represents our community is some other issue, but it's the responsibility of these five members to look at that contract and be advocates for the community and advocates for our students and say, is that the best thing that we can do?
What you go in with, does that not help? What you go into negotiations with, does it not have an impact on what you end up coming out of negotiations with? And how involved has this board been in the past with what you go in to negotiations with, our initial position?
Well, we discuss our forecast, Doug. That's what we walk in there with.
My understanding in talking to you the other day was that the committee decides what you go in with. This board has, in the past, hasn't been very involved in that.
What I said, yes. I said we have the same three issues almost every time we go in. Absenteeism, salaries, and benefits or whatever, I don't know, I've gone over that. But we sit down and we talk, we go over that forecast, and everybody looks at it, and everybody knows what we're going in to talk about. I mean, we can't offer 10% raises if we don't have any money. We can't offer any raises if we don't have any money. And I don't want to start that discussion in this session. But the point comes down to it. And honestly, if this board doesn't want me to represent them in negotiations, I'm okay with that too. I mean, that's up to you folks what you want to do. I think I've done a pretty good job. I'd be willing to do it again. If they want another person on there, I'm okay with that too. So I jumped. See, I just wanted to make one point, and then I took up 10 minutes. So I'm gonna be quiet. So
sorry. Your turn,
Vice President.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I would be okay with two people being on it, and my only concern is you and Roy never vote on the contract. You always abstain because you have spouses who work for the district. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying you have done a bad job because of that in being on negotiations. I have no position on that one way or the other. But just for the not appearing to be improper, or that if there were an additional person on negotiations, I think it would send a better message maybe to the community.
Again, yes.
Okay. That makes sense.
Because you're negotiating something on behalf of the board that you then can't vote on.
Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, I see what you're saying.
Well, you know, with that said, she's right. I mean, what happens if we come down to vote, you and I abstain,
mm-hmm.
John says yes, you say yes, and Doug says no? Don't think so, because, and not saying you would do this, I wasn't involved with it, and I really need to know more about it, so I can't accept this. We get nowhere.
Okay.
So the question is, do you want one, do you want two?
Well, I think two. I think we can do two.
That's what we're talking about. One or two, and then who?
Well, I really like to continue to keep Jeff on there. And then I don't think anybody else is throwing up their hands to volunteer to be that second one, so... Of us. So.
All right.
Do you want to throw up your hand, Jason?
I do not want to throw up my hand.
You want to throw up your hand, Doug?
I just want to make sure that we're very aware of and careful that we don't make everything in a standstill and not move forward because of a quarter of a percent of this or that and say, no, we can't do this. And that's what negotiation is all about, is the give and take and the give and take and coming to a good agreement. And I just, that's my only concern. I don't want us to get bogged down. I don't want to give them the farm either, you know. But yet we've got to be careful of how we handle that negotiations, because we've got some good staff, we've got good teachers. It doesn't mean we give them the farm because they're good, but... I just think that we have to use, and it may be a good experience. You may actually, maybe you'll build a better rapport with some of these teachers or something.
Well, I'm back to where Roy is, though. I mean, it's like the movie policy thing. Same thing. Just because you don't agree with the way it came out, you think it hasn't been reviewed. All right? You act as if the transparency there, all the meetings, all the discussions, sitting down, reworking the whole policy, talking about that, getting out in front of the community, having that back and forth, voting on it, everybody voting on it, but you didn't like it later on, so you renege on that and you start saying it wasn't reviewed. That is my concern here, is that if you don't like the way it turns out, then you think that it's not transparent, you act as if it hasn't been reviewed properly, and you act as if it doesn't make, and you have the right to keep bringing it up.
John, the reason you saw the reasons why.
I didn't see the reasons.
Well, then I don't even know where you're coming from then.
Well, weren't you in the meetings?
No, in terms of my concerns. I told you what my concerns come and where they were rooted from. So, I mean, it's not
Doug,
like I just said
Doug,
I didn't like
said,
the outcome.
Doug, you said that the thing was evil. Okay.
Well, I don't even know.
Right.
I thought you were talking about the policy or the corporation.
I'm talking about the policy and the way that the policy is written and how
evil.
I'm talking about the policy and the way we get to the policy, and then you turn around and say as if someone's sliding something past. And
the corporation isn't even covered in that policy. I mean, there's no permission slip for that movie. That was the movie I called evil. That has nothing to do with the policy, John.
No, you came back and then said that the policy was that it was not thoroughly reviewed.
No. Well,
it was not thoroughly
reviewed.
You're
mixing discussions.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
You said that the policy was not thoroughly reviewed.
I did.
Is that correct?
I did, but it was not in that context. It has nothing to do with the evil movie.
Okay. But that's what you said.
Well, don't
you didn't
pull
like
something out of context.
I'm not pulling. No, you're the one to pull it out of context. You said that you didn't believe that it was thoroughly done. It was done in front of the community. It was done extensively. I remember sitting in the room, the paper going around, people putting their different parts and pieces in there and voting on it.
I disagree, but that's okay.
Well, you can disagree, but that is the review process.
Did you know what we were going to vote on that day?
Yes.
I didn't. Did you know?
You sat in the room over at Creekview and had the discussion beforehand. We talked about it.
It was not even on the agenda.
There were things going back and forth, emails going back and forth.
I asked Larry several times if we were going to lift the ban, and it got ignored every time. So don't,
no.
I mean, I had no clue.
That is absolutely not true.
That is not true.
It is true.
No, it's not, Doug.
I'll pull the emails. No. I'll
go ahead, pull the emails, Dougie, because every time it doesn't go your way, you think that it hasn't been reviewed, and there's no transparency there. And this is my fear with you being on the negotiating committee. Okay? You're a lightning rod. You sat there, before you were on the board, you sat there, and you created all kinds of rigmarole, and everybody's wrong, and this, that, and the other, and everything else, with your little website, and you did all of that kind of stuff. And then you get on the board, and then you act like, well, now all is fair, and I should, because I'm elected, I represent the community. You know what? I was elected too, and so was Roy, and so was Tracy, and so was Jeff. All right? So I don't know who you think you represent in the community compared to the rest of us.
You know what, John? I just said a segment of the community. I didn't say the whole community.
No, you keep saying the community.
You know what, John?
And you didn't say the segment.
You took unfair shots at me when I was on the finance committee, and I handled those properly. The bottom line is, John, you make a lot of accusations about that website, but you have yet to point out one thing that was wrong with Strong Mayor's website. This district looked through that website, and I only got two complaints on that website. You took a lot of pot shots, and there's people in here that smeared me and that organization with no basis whatsoever.
I disagree.
Well, you disagree, but you don't have any facts back in your mouth.
I do have facts.
You do not, John. You never do.
I do have facts. The fact is, you don't understand how the review process works.
I'm not going to get into it.
You don't understand that you can't say certain things in a public forum, and you do that, and then,
John,
it's embarrassing.
You can't even get your conversations together. You're mixing three or four conversations when you start to put your case together.
Right,
you
right,
don't
right,
even
right,
know
right,
what you're
right,
talking
all right,
about.
All right, all right,
no.
All right. Let's get down to the meat of the matter. Is what are we going to do about our negotiations committee? Because, I mean, we could toss, you know, conversations at each other all night.
Well, here's a good example. Okay, anytime this past year, anytime there's been a rise in this boardroom, it hasn't been anything initiated. Right here, this was initiated by John. He started attacking me. If anybody wants to disagree, we can play the tape.
Oh,
but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm attacking you.
It is
because
John.
You don't because you come back on a policy and you act as if it wasn't reviewed. That's my problem. You keep reneging on this stuff.
Stop using the word renege. I didn't renege on anything.
You did, Doug. You voted on it, and then you turn around and say that it wasn't reviewed.
In a discussion with Larry, and you mix it in with somehow with the corporation.
That was what brought up the conversation.
If they mentioned with the benefits, but they're separate.
Okay.
So, all right. So, what are we doing? I mean, we just had majority rules. What do you want to do? If we want two people on there. What two people do you want on there? I mean, it's gonna. I'll start at your end of the table.
Two people, myself and you.
Two people.
That's a two-part question. What's the other part? Two people, who are they?
Well, so far, Doug has been the only other one to volunteer.
Well, my name's on there.
In addition to you. You were a given.
Okay, so you're saying Doug and I.
If no one else volunteers.
Do we have any other volunteers to be on the negotiations committee?
Yeah, I'll volunteer.
Okay.
You changing that then?
So I'll start over. Doug, two people.
Me and you.
Me. Tracy.
You and Doug.
Roy?
I'm okay with you and Doug.
Okay, well then we don't have to go any further because that's.
I just wanted to caution Doug is all. And I think it's that what he brings to the board are some good things. I just think Doug, you need to corral it. You need to control it. You need to put it in the right perspective, and let yourself grow with the board issues and policies and things is all.
You
need to do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, was there any other issues on any other committees? Please, I hope not. But if there is, everybody else okay with what we have?
I have a question.
I put me as president pro temp. I know, that's kind of... But I'm going to be here next year, and so...
That's okay.
Oh, it's got it for next year.
It's just for the first three steps on our agenda. I'm sorry. Oh, you had a question.
I did. I had a question about the district goal review committee.
Yes.
Is that a committee that meets
often? I haven't been part of those, no. They typically do it, and then, to be honest with you, no, I'm not all that involved in that committee. Although we should be.
Well, I'm wondering if that's going to be more active because of what we see coming with the budget and, you know, getting the community involved. I mean, I know the standards committee will, to some extent, you know, be giving us information about what the community wants.
The goals are the general sense, though those won't change with financial issues or those kinds of things. Those are the general, you know, the things that actually we go through with my review and so on. Those are the key goals of the district.
So you don't anticipate any meetings?
I anticipate meetings, but I don't anticipate a lot of meetings with that. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I just was interested.
I don't think the general goals of the district change. You know, if you're in tough financial times, you're probably still working towards getting kids, you know, an academic program, and you're still working towards a safe and healthy environment, and you're probably looking, you know, towards a fiscal responsibility. I mean, those are their general goals. So I don't look for that to change really much.
So does the committee, like, other than what the goals are, try to discover different ways to get there?
Well, I suppose. But it really is your committee. I mean, it's a board committee. I mean, you tell me how you want to direct it. So, I mean, that's the part that you just help me with. I mean, in the past, you know, that committee has rolled out. It's been more of an administrative type thing that has come through the superintendent's seat.
Okay.
And there's been a general agreement at the board level. If there's not a general agreement at the board level, then get more involved in it. It's, again, this is a board committee. It's not an administrative committee. So you have to tell me the level of involvement.
Right. Did you want to be on it?
Well, that's why I was trying to find more information, because it sounded interesting to me. That was why I was asking. Because I haven't heard about anything pertaining to that. But, yes, I would like to be on that committee with you, if that's okay.
Sure. Fantastic. Got your name right there. All right. Anybody else want to join any other committees? If not, then I need a motion to approve that committee list as I sent to you with modification.
Can I say one thing? Extracurricular one, committee. Sorry.
Yes.
My only thought on it was, Jeff, the finance committee, I think, has gone really well because there's been a collaborative effort to get it together. And obviously, it's a more right now we got a lot of reasons to get it going. And I think the extracurricular committee would be a good committee to get ramped up, and just think that maybe if...
Actually, they're probably going to, I would have to think, given some of those conversations about that. I mean, I don't know, did you guys meet at all last year? When does that committee meet, typically?
They meet generally throughout the year. But again, the involvement has been more administrative.
Right.
You know,
I mean, do they look at...
I didn't know they met. Sorry.
Do they do supplemental contract review?
They do review.
I'm just saying, is that in that committee?
They do review of the number of people at each spot. Those kinds of things.
Activities.
The only reason I was recommending two is I didn't think even the committee even existed. So if it exists, then I'm fine with just having Tracy on. I just didn't even know it was, because I knew a lot of these committees weren't even up and running.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was the case, and I thought that if you had two people, she'd be able to get it up and running.
Mm-hmm. But
it's already up and running. Then. It's just her.
Okay.
Just get plugged in.
All right.
I'll send an email to Catlab.
Was there any other committee changes? Going once, going twice. Yeah, I move we accept the board assignments as I submitted with our changes that we talked about here at this meeting.
Second.
Move and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
No.
Mr. Fraker.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Next up is our annual standing resolutions. I'm not going to read through all these. I'm sure you've read through all, but they're just our basic who does what business in the district for us.
I have one question.
Sure.
On the memberships for the OSBA.
What number?
J.
Thank you.
I think we got an email that if we get these publications online as opposed to paper, we can save money.
Yeah, I think you get on. You get. Everybody's got a log on, don't they? You get a log on there.
So I'm still getting paper ones.
I don't. Oh, I get briefcase.
I still get three or four.
The PDQ and the briefcase, I think.
I think we set it up to come in as...
So I get a newsletter.
We set it up to be online, but they might not have changed it yet.
Oh, okay.
So do we get that online discount then?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
All right, cool. Any other questions about our standing resolutions?
No.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay. Then I need a motion to accept those then, please.
So moved.
Second, move in second. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Baker.
Yes.
Ms. Blaster.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. All right, next up is the date for our organizational meeting. It is scheduled for January 9th, being the second Monday of January, 5:30 at this particular location. Everybody okay with that? Fantastic. I need a motion to accept that then, please.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
And Mr. Freaker.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Okay, we're going to skip past public participation. Lastly is our finance committee. And all of you have a chance to look over the presentation and kind of, we need to set a course for our finance committee. Kind of, they've presented with us a multitude of different talking points.
Yes.
Is everybody prepared to talk about that tonight? We've kind of tentatively scheduled our next finance committee meeting for the day after our next board meeting. So we need to have a focus for them moving forward.
What'd you say?
We need to have a focus moving forward for our finance committee. You have a list there, so.
Yeah, I have a list, and I started to create a matrix here to start prioritizing it. That's what I thought we were.
Yes, that is what we were talking about.
I have a strange way of prioritizing issues, so.
And I just want to make sure that all the finance committee laid out all those things. If you have some, yeah. I don't want to say it. That's all inclusive, or yeah. I mean, if there's something else that you want to focus on that falls within that range, then speak up.
No, there were some things that was of concern when they were presenting. Some of the teachers were, you know, I think they wanted to jump up and speak and stuff. So I just think that we have to be careful of how we let them move forward and the board is pretty involved with some of that, you know, throughout that whole process. So I know we're trying to give them the liberty to do what they need to do or want to do, and they need to understand, and I think they do, that that's all they are, is they kind of like, let us look at it and spend some time on it from a different set of eyes and tell you our opinions, and then that's what we need to look at.
Right, to make recommendations.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, I think they've hit on about everything, but John brought up, I think it was you, something about the standards committee being involved, or some of these things are not.
Right. They are. Like, I took their list, and I'm showing these guys on Saturday, I kind of took their list and kind of rearrange it and stuff that I thought was, you know, stuff that falls into the standards committee section, stuff that I felt were negotiated items that I wasn't 100% sure that maybe the finance committee ought to be digging into, because it's,
yeah,
you know, if you're working on, I'm not sure how that works, but if you're working on behalf of the board and you're starting to have just, I'm not just sure if that we can even do that without, I mean, I don't know. But anyway, so I marked some of those I thought were negotiated items, and then I thought some of the other stuff, I thought, you know what, that should fit well within what we've asked them to do. Look, well, it's color-coded.
Why don't you share
that? I see that.
It's color-coded.
It's color-coded.
Why don't you share with what
right, so, so,
they should not be?
Well, I'm just, so things for our standards committee that I would think would be reduced number of student hours per day. I mean, that seems to me like a fairly thing that I would think we would want our standards committee to look
Which
at.
Which one was that under? I've got it just main headings. Financial system, staffing, wages, benefits.
I actually took their separate line items in there. Oh. So I don't know.
Okay.
That would have been a good column to add. I'll have to go back and add that.
What's that?
Yep. Which one of their topics it came out of.
Yeah.
But I actually went to that spreadsheet that Doug had sent out. But so those kind of things, you know, if you're going to talk about high-cost classes with small enrollments, reduce non-class core offerings, make extracurricular cost-neutral, I still think that's a standards committee thing, because if it's cost-neutral, people are going to have to pay for that. Reduce busing to a state minimum. I mean, I clumped all those together as things that's really part of that's part of the standards committee. That's stuff that specifically is going to need, you know, direct community feedback before we do any kind of those kind of things. You know, you reduce programs or any of that kind of stuff. That's stuff I had. I mean, I can read through my whole list if that's what you're asking. I mean, I didn't want to The problem is Doug and I are on the finance committee, and we've actually, you know, we've already had discussions about this. I would like to throw it to the three of you, so I don't, you know, direct your input as to what I'm saying. So I'd like to hear your focus before I. That's twice now I've actually tried to put my opinion aside to hear yours. So this is a breakthrough. So I'd like to hear what you would like our finance committee to be focusing on.
Well, I don't see. I think Amy has done a fantastic job reducing.
Right.
I mean, she seems to, I don't know where she squeezes it from, but she always seems to find. So I don't think that's a particular area.
Who's that?
Amy Morgan.
Amy Morgan, yeah.
Yeah.
That
and
needs to
that
be.
And
food service seems to be doing well.
Yeah, but the thing we got to remember also is that because the food service is doing well, we may want to look at that example as what can we do in other areas, and they may want to examine that.
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean.
To see what we can do for other areas too. Mm-hmm.
The problem is that they're a profit center though.
That's right.
I mean that's
right.
I mean if we could sell tickets for the bus, well, I'm sure. But I don't. You know, something tells me we're not allowed to do that. But I agree. I mean, if they run she runs a pretty efficient model. I mean, again, if we're not prepared to talk about this tonight,
I didn't know we were going to, since it wasn't on the agenda. I thought it was being put off to the next meeting. Sorry.
We can put it off to the next meeting if you got. But seriously, if we're going to push it off to the next meeting, we need to have some.
Well,
input.
These guys seem to be ready. So.
Well, no, I mean, if we just need to have some input besides Doug and I, because you know the point was made, we need to have it from the entire board, and I totally agree with that, but. If it's just me and Doug saying, well, this is what we want to do, then we could have done this already.
Yeah. Or, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, you mentioned that, you know, some of this, you know, like for staffing, you know, they have a real concern about, you know, it's the wording of it. You know, if, for example, here on under the staffing, you know, evaluate the current levels of STRS and SERS pickups. You know, they can look at that. You know, I'm not so sure they can
I'd mark that in purple. That's purple.
And complete a study to evaluate the appropriate levels of, you know, to me, is that the finance?
For what? I'm sorry, for what?
The appropriate levels of nurses, teachers' aides. See, what, it almost sounds like they're looking at how can we cut, you know, staffing.
Remember, they were looking at the performance audit, and those were the things that they were talking about.
Yeah, and that performance audit was another thing that's listed in here. You know, promotions and all that. Boy, that really raised the hair on the back of some of those teachers. I could just read them, you know, like, wow. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying they're probably thinking, oh, you want somebody on the outside to evaluate this and tell you what they think about us? It's just, I see the financial systems as being something that, you know, it'd be good if they could look at the systems and understand them. And I think if they have a better understanding of where the money goes, how the money is used, instead of looking at how can we make cuts and look at it as understanding what is going on.
Well,
and I guess that's what they're going to do anyways, and then make recommendations based upon that.
There are a lot of people trying to figure out how you could do that, state, nationally.
Yeah,
so
yeah. They,
I don't.
Yeah, they don't have any control over that, do they?
No.
Over.
The process of linking pay and tenure to performance, how you.
Yeah, that's not our. I mean, that's
yeah.
definitely
yeah.
not our
that
finance
right.
committee.
Is,
that's.
You know.
But I understand they were throwing ideas out to talk about it, and
right.
so
yeah.
and I'm okay with that. If we take that off the list, that's okay. We appreciate the fact that they were on the list, and that's okay. They were thinking, and so that's
yeah.
and I'm okay with that.
Your brainstorming,
right?
First rule of brainstorming: no bad ideas.
That's step two, right?
Right, that's step two.
You know, I guess I'm not real prepared to discuss.
All right. Well, then let's just put this. Yes, sir.
Themes. Because you've got a lot of detail here, but I mean, what are the themes? Are the themes that, you know, as quickly as you wind up into this financial crisis, whatever you want to call it.
Correct.
You look at the different parts and pieces that can and should be messed with, that has to deal with, you know, basically you got a theme of overall reduction of X. If you're at 2008 spending levels now, you know, can we go down 10% from there?
Right.
And then forget about, from a finance committee standpoint, where do the dollars come, and then pull someone else in. I mean, have they looked at it that way? Have they looked at it from a theme, from a stepping down standpoint at 10%, 11%, 12%? Is there any benefit to having them look at that from that standpoint to give us a theme of what that could look like? At the same time, okay, if things start to rebound and if property values go up in 2014, 2013, whatever they might be, mm-hmm. what does it look like then? So from a theme standpoint of, you know, also you want to be prepared for what's not good, but you also want to have some kind of insight as to, you know, what else happens. If we start winding up with growth, for years we were fighting growth. We were fighting people into the district. We were fighting not only growth of the overall student population, but what about the growth or the changes in the special students that need some extra dollars?
Right.
And or a theme about how do you address unfunded mandates? How much is in there? What can we do about that? What should we be doing about that? Can we push back to the state and say, look, it's trending this way. It shouldn't be going this way. I don't know. But I'm looking at themes from the standpoint that that's what I would have them look at and investigate more along those lines, as opposed to, you know, if we can get another kid to buy beef stroganoff, we're better off. You know.
Got it.
That's pretty.
I mean, I guess you'd probably speak to that better than. Yeah.
Their charge was to review the performance audit, and that's what they did. So that's why they came up with these items
right.
from that. So, and just threw out ideas from them in the private sector. And we haven't talked anything
right.
from them.
Right. So we're saying, you know. I'm just saying, from a value standpoint, you've got a lot of people here that have, we'll say, now they've got some specific background knowledge of the way the district works. They should have some financial knowledge of the way things outside of this district. That knowledge there, I don't remember the makeup, but I can remember seeing some of those folks on there. So I would like to see them give us those, you know, direction would be to give us some themes that talk about what if potentials up and down, looking at how we could manage growth, how we can manage cost, you know, from an energy standpoint. I know we had that engineering group in and looking at those types of things, but there's
no, we're looking for a specific recommendation out of those people, are we not? Like, let's say one of your themes is Bob. I mean,
well, eventually.
Okay, how do they answer? I'm just trying to figure out how they answer that theme. I mean, I don't want to walk in there and say, "Well, we want you to come up with some themes." We got to have a deliverable for them. So, given that paradigm,
I think the deliverable would be that, you know, if we continue to grow, if growth is flat, you know, can we cut? If growth goes up, how do we maintain? You know, I mean, just a pathway. We seem to be, might as well utilize it.
Sure.
from a budgeting standpoint, you know, you've got the 5-year forecast, you've got all of that kind of stuff. You know, I'm just looking at how do you create a set of pathways of what might happen.
I think in kind of in a way, there's one of the themes when they came up with this list was that we're in fiscal crisis and we need to...
Yeah, I mean, really, that was kind of the theme that we had kind of set forth with, look, this is, you know, and I think when we first started this, I didn't think the picture was quite as dim as it is now, but we knew we were going to be in, you know, we were looking at 20-ish percent in reduction in state funding. And I assume that's kind of where you guys were working from the committee, correct? I mean, that's kind of that we've asked them to look at that and say, okay, look, this is where we're going to be, and this is where we forecasted ourselves to be in a year.
And they came up with these ideas, and I think what
they and they used our performance audit because that was a good stake in the ground, you know, to look at our operations and see, okay, you know, how do we operate? You know, where do we spend our money, and where does our money go, and so forth.
But
go ahead.
Some of these ideas are just ideas they came up with from their, you know, experience, whatever, thought, creative, whatever. And so I think their thought is okay, these are ideas we have. You know, if the board can say, here are ones that maybe show promise or ones that you'd be willing to look at further, we'll dig into these things more. I think that's what they're looking for.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah,
because,
I agree.
You know, so we got this theme of we got fiscal challenges up ahead. Here's some ideas on how we might be able to address it. Well, rather than, I mean, don't spend time on the ones that the board's not even interested in them looking at, I
Correct.
Think is the point. So narrow the list down.
So then what I think you're saying is that we need to put some meat on the bones, because all we've got really is bones. I mean, we can't tell them that, oh yeah, let's do that. There's no detail
right.
there. There's
right.
no data
right.
there.
Right.
Yeah.
So which bones do we want to put meat on?
Right.
Pretty much.
Okay. So, same thing.
Right.
Which?
So we want to look at that.
Now, the question is, do you want to start putting, it's a negotiated thing, as you call it. Do you want detail on that so that when you go into negotiations, you're prepared to do that?
I think the negotiated ones, at least if we had a number, I mean, I don't think we'd throw out just because something's negotiated.
I don't want to take an. I'm not sure I want to take a recommendation from a committee going into negotiations.
Well, I'm not saying recommendation. I'm saying getting the detail. Maybe that's you don't need a committee to do that. Like some of these don't have numbers by them.
Right.
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 So I mean, if we had numbers by some of the and some of the negotiated ones, I agree that it's not even worth digging into. But I just think that some of these ones on here, it'd be interesting to see the numbers.
Hmm? What's blue?
Blue is standards committee. Clearly, blue standards. Get it?
No.
Okay.
No. Sorry.
Well, Cindy, let me ask you that. Does a finance committee needed to look into to come up with numbers for some of these other ones? Do we need a committee to kind of look at that, or is that something they just ask you to do?
I mean, I came up with all the numbers anyways. It's on
right.
there because
right.
of the fact that they just said, "What would this?" You know. And a lot of them, I said, there's no way you can get them unless we know exactly what is going to happen.
Because some of them you say unable to estimate at this time.
Yeah, because you don't know where it's going. And a lot of them were either based on the numbers that were at that point or a year ago. So.
Well, like the zero-based one, that's one
yeah.
that could require some work, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, where you can spend some time looking at how do you
figure that?
Trim the forecast down to state minimum levels just so that you can then start to add up. Some exercise that they recommended. I'm not suggesting
yeah.
we go there, but I think the exercise they were recommending was identify a basic core state minimum curriculum requirements and baseline of costs. I think that was a Bruce CFO recommendation was let's start there just so we can,
CFO,
I don't know.
Right.
I'm not a CFO. But.
Sure.
So I didn't know if there are other items on there that, you know, you could put a committee on. If we don't need a committee to focus on it and something that Cindy's office can take care of getting
right.
numbers for, then it's probably not worth having them do.
Okay. But, I mean, we still, at the end of the day, it would be nice to have a recommendation. I mean, obviously, we're not going to know what's going to come out of state until March, April.
March.
June.
July.
June.
Can I, on the recommendation part, because this is another thing, too. So the finance committee's very similar to brainstorming without shooting holes. The finance committee's like, okay, we're going to focus on the financial aspect of it.
Correct.
But the stand, you know, you can't make a to make a recommendation purely on that, it's just going to expose yourself as, well, that's pretty heartless. So, you know, the finance committee can say, here's some, you know, here's the numbers associated with these items, here's some potential savings.
Right.
And then the standards committee is the one who weighs the, you know, impact of those. So recommendations, a combination, sort of like.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't think we want a recommendation directly out of the finance committee, do we?
We need a recommendation. Well, we don't need one. But I think it's, well, I think it's important certainly from the standards committee to have, I mean, they're the community conduit. And yeah, they have to be fed by our finance committee.
Combination.
Correct. Yeah. But the problem is, and like we discussed the other night, if in fact this board decides they want to do some, if the option to do a levy at some point is on the table, because everything is on the table, it just has to be done by next November, if that's going to be taken advantage of.
So it's got to be done by July now? August?
Unless they change it.
That's right, end of August, correct? Get on the November ballot?
It was the third week of August.
Yeah.
I think somewhere down the center, because they changed it.
They changed it.
They moved it.
So it's got
back or forward?
Well,
because absentee ballots, is that what they did?
Depends on how you look. You have to have more days of notice.
So, Jeff, would it make sense for us to maybe kind of come up with a recommendation for the board to look at on Monday?
That makes sense. Let's do that, and we'll have that at our next meeting, and then we'll be ready to go for the Tuesday meeting. Everybody okay with that?
Hi.
Yes.
Hi.
Okay. All right. Well, then, if there's no other business, do you guys want anything to add to this festivity? No, I have not. Then I move to adjourn. Second. Move to second roll call.
Mr.
Mayne. Yes.
Mr. Mayne.
Yes.
Mr. Baker.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yep.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, we are adjourned. Oh, it was only an hour. Actually, it's only an hour.
National championship going on tonight?
Yes, it is. 8:30.
You know, that's one thing we have to take into consideration when we make these things. If the Buckeyes make that.
That happened. That happened.